You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. During prison riots, people are sometimes injured so badly that they have to be life-flighted directly to the hospital by helicopter. Back in the early 2000s, Julian Glenn Padgett, also known as Luke, would do whatever it took to avoid being life-flighted, even doing what he once hated, ballet. Brian Thames from our program Uncuffed at Solano State Prison asks him to tell the story.
I met Luke on a prison yard nearly 20 years ago, and upon getting to know one another, I came to consider him a friend. But during all of our conversations about politics, religion, philosophies, and quite frankly, ourselves, I never knew that he was a ballet dancer, nor that the graceful movements that he'd learned as a child quite possibly helped to save his life.
It was a boys club in Cincinnati, downtown Cincinnati. I said, hey, Mom, I want to learn how to box. I'm watching this show, and I'm seeing these boxers as a kid. And she's, oh, so you want to learn how to box, huh? I'm like, yeah, I really want to learn how to box. She's like, okay. So she takes me down to the boys club. And there was a man there who had a lot to do with boxing, right next door to a ballet school. So what she did was... My lovely mom, may she rest in peace, she put me into ballet class. And that was the most horrifying, painful, whatever adjective you want to put on it, that you can imagine. And I walked out so angry that day. I said, Mom, I thought you were going to put me in a boxing class. She says, you'll get there. So here I am. It's okay to laugh, man. It's all right. I see you over there stifling the laugh. Don't stifle it. You know you were laughing. You're not laughing with me either. You're laughing at me.
Oh, so. No, I'm with you, Luke.
It's okay, bro. I don't mind because I can take it now. I'm older now. I can take it.
Okay.
So I started at 5, and I have vivid memories at 6 years old of being just so unhappy putting on tights after school. Then one day my tights fell out of my backpack. I was called I was called punk, I was called sissy, I was called, you know.
Why did you continue with the dancing?
I found something that I loved doing.
So here's the thing. What I want you to do, or what I'd like for you to do, is recall for me the riot that happened at
Lancaster.
What year was that? 2001, 2000?
2002, between 2000.
How about the early 2000s? Let's just say right now. If you can remember things starting from that point, maybe what you were doing that day, why did you go to the yard? Do you normally go to the yard? How did you end up on the yard?
I didn't go out to meet anybody that day. I just went outside. You know, I wanted to get some fresh air.
Recreation. Right.
And I noticed that I stepped out, and at the time, they shut the door really fast. And I thought that was odd. And as I'm walking down the stairs, I'm hearing the same sound of zh-doo, zh-doo, zh-doo. I could feel this thing building around me. I could feel this thing building up to an explosion of energy. And that's the best way that I can describe it, like a boom. And then everything just lit. I heard screams, and there was a gentleman beside me that looked at me as well, like it wasn't a sense of shock, it was more of a sense of surprise. And then I saw the shock on his face. And there were some other people in front of us. And these guys are getting up, turning around to people, tackling them, running into them, punching them, kicking them, stabbing them. And that's when really the screams came in, because before that, everything was just a little bit happening in slow motion. And then things started to speed up. And then when everything sped up, I found myself defending myself. My body instinctively went back to things that I was taught in boxing, and went back to things that I was taught in dance, and definitely dance.
Really? Dance?
Well, yeah, I wasn't just moving. I was moving with purpose. It was there were movements, there were more dancing, there was more spinning, there was more leaping, there was more rolling, there was more just, it wasn't what the other guys were doing. I was stabbed at, my jacket was ripped, and again, those are sturdy jackets. I was hit in the face, so was I dancing? Hell yeah. Did I know I was dancing? No, but I'm glad that I took all those ballet classes. I'm glad that I learned how to dance. I'm glad that I played football. I'm glad that I had a feeling in my body that said, do this, do that. Because I was watching guys, literally, vital organs were being cut. Men were life-flighted. I was one who wasn't life-flighted. I 100% today believe that it was because of my ability to dance.